News. I'm Laura Winters. As pro-Palestinian protests rage on college campuses across the country, the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, reporting a 360% spike in anti-Semitic attacks since the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. Now, the latest anti-Semitic attack in Atlanta, where a Jewish-owned bakery shop on the campus of Emory University targeted, the store vandalized, and the owner of Ali's Cookies, a woman named Nofar Shadlis, telling Fox News that a caller threatened to come and burn us. The shop also receiving an email stating, "Your store is going down unless you will stop supporting a country that murders, tortures, and commits a genocide. Police investigating." Donald Trump heads back to court on Monday, the latest on testimony from Friday at his hush money trial. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
Donald Trump has criticized the New York District Attorney for focusing on his hush money criminal trial, calling it a waste of time. Trump spoke after the trial recessed for Friday, stating that while crime is rampant in New York City, the DA has chosen to target him and his company instead.
"They shouldn't be wasting time on this. Look what they do to so many people. They're all lawyered up. That's all they do, lawyer up. In the meantime, you can't do anything in the country. The country's going to hell."
During Friday's testimony, his former press secretary revealed that the 2016 campaign team entered crisis mode following the release of the infamous Access Hollywood tape in which Trump boasted about grabbing women's genitals. On the witness stand, Hope Hicks stated that Trump initially told her, "That doesn't sound like something I would say."
In other news, Mystic Dan wins the 150th Kentucky Derby in an insane photo finish. The experts had to examine the video from all three horses who were neck and neck crossing the finish line, Sierra Leone coming in second place, followed by Forever Young. The odds, by the way, for Mystic Dan were 20-1. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In Connecticut, demolition continues on I-95, a major corridor in the Northeast, where there was an explosive crash. Workers were back in Norwalk, Connecticut, Saturday to finish taking down a bridge severely damaged by fire after a gas-filled tanker truck crashed on I-95 and burst into flames. Both sides of the highway remain closed to traffic between exits 14 and 16. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont says this stretch of highway will remain closed until at least Monday. In other news, Texas Congressman Democrat Henry Cuellar facing bribery charges.
The Justice Department has indicted Texas Democrat Henry Cuellar and his wife, charging the pair with bribery and money laundering related to their ties with a bank in Mexico and an oil and gas company controlled by Azerbaijan. If convicted, they could spend years or even decades in prison. I'm Jen Gelber.
Turning now to entertainment news, a new documentary about Kevin Spacey is set to be released amid new allegations of sexual assault against the actor. The documentary, called Spacey Unmasked, will explore Spacey's alleged behavior, which the House of Cards star continues to deny. Spacey claims he wasn't afforded adequate time to address the claims made in this documentary. Now, this film is scheduled to premiere in the UK on May 6th and May 7th. Spacey was acquitted of 9 sexual assault charges in a London trial back in 2023. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.